Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 637, Can You Walk Your Way Out of Debt? By Michael Smith with Cynthia Meyer of financialfinesse.com. And I'm Dan, your host and narrator, bringing you some of the best blogs on personal finance in audio form. And today's post comes from Financial Finesse. For now, let's get to our post for today as we start optimizing your life. Can You Walk Your Way Out of Debt? By Michael Smith with Cynthia Meyer of financialfinesse.com. I was talking with one of my fellow financial planners, Cynthia Meyer, about a wide range of topics recently. During our conversation, I laughed that I was feeling too lazy to walk the two blocks from where I live to the grocery store. That's when she told me this story of when she decided to walk everywhere. Sometimes our biggest financial lessons come from our most frustrating problems. For me, parking on the wrong side of the street set off a chain of events that changed my life for the better. In my mid-30s, I had finally paid off my Ford Bronco II. It was my first real car, purchased secondhand after a move to California, a state that reveres the automobile and makes it very hard to get around without one. I loved driving my Bronco, but it was 10 years old and had been across the country and back a few times. I had more important priorities than new wheels, though. I had recently switched careers from politics to finance and was still paying off some bills, including the last of my student loans, and wanted to save for a house. I had already drastically downsized my lifestyle to handle my change in income while I built my financial planning practice. I figured I would keep the car running for a few more years until I was able to save enough for a down payment on my own place. However, the city of Oakland had different plans for me. On Thanksgiving, I left the car parked on a city street and took the train into San Francisco to visit my cousin. It was a great party, and I got back to the East Bay after midnight. When I walked to my car, I discovered that it had been towed to make room for the Friday morning street sweeper. The fees to get it out of the impound lot after a holiday weekend were more than the car was worth. Over the next few weeks, I went through all the stages of coping with loss. Denial. This isn't really happening to me. I was working so hard to live below my means and pay off my bills. Anger. How dare they tow my car? I was legally parked. Bargaining. If I stop eating out and don't buy new clothes, I can afford a new car payment and still save for a house. Depression. I'm a 36-year-old professional and I don't have a car or a house. Finally, I came to acceptance. No matter how many times I ran the numbers, there was no way I could finish paying off my debt and save enough for the down payment needed for a Bay Area home. Was I really willing to give up my dream? Reluctantly, I concluded that the best thing to do was to give up my car. I'd save the money it would cost to get my car back, insurance, gas, and parking garage fees, and I wouldn't have to put more money into car maintenance. So, I became a walker. I had always walked for pleasure, and when I lived on the East Coast, I lived in the city and walked for transportation. In California, walking to get around was more of a challenge. I lived up in the hills, and my office was downtown. Sometimes I walked to the train, and sometimes all the way. If it rained too hard to walk comfortably, I'd take the bus or a taxi. For the first few weeks, I was resentful, but little by little, determination took over. Nothing was going to get in the way of me getting back in financial balance. After a few weeks, working out how to get somewhere wasn't that difficult. I got over the embarrassment and began to be proud of my decision. I enjoyed walking and even lost some weight. I freed up about $300 per month, and that was without a car payment. If I'd bought a new car, I would have easily spent double that. According to Edmunds.com, the average monthly new car payment is $479. Add in insurance, gas, parking, and maintenance, and that can total up to $700 to $900 per month in transportation costs. If you are working towards a big financial goal, such as paying down debt or saving to buy a home, looking at how you can minimize transportation expenses is a great place to start. If your area is pedestrian-friendly and there is public transportation, consider selling your car and walking or using a bicycle. You could save $5,000 to $11,000 per year. Rent a car when you really need one, or use a car-sharing service like Zipcar or Enterprise Car Sharing. If you have two or more family cars, see if you can downsize to one. Aim for transportation costs that do not exceed 10% of your income. Our auto loan calculator and auto lease calculator can help you figure out what you can afford. You will be happy to hear that my story ends well. By the time I met my husband the next year, I was a happy pedestrian with an emergency fund, zero credit card debt, and the beginnings of a nice nest egg. Even after we married, we shared a car. By living debt-free, I was able to start off our marriage with a strong financial foundation. Now I am a homeowner and a rental property owner. I have two school-age children and live in a semi-rural area, so I need a car to get around. But no matter how far I've come, the lessons from that challenging period of my life still stick with me. I have a modest, fuel-efficient car, which we paid for with cash 5 years ago. That's enough for me. The rest of the time, I'll be walking. You just listened to the post titled, Can You Walk Your Way Out of Debt? By Michael Smith with Cynthia Meyer of FinancialFinesse.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Have yourself a very happy Tuesday, and I will be back with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.